Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. I want to thank all of the newcomers and just each and every person who is tuned in right now. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on. StellarGospelMusic.com is on, and the number is 347-843-4981. The number is 347-843-4981. And you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. On tonight, we have a very special segment. It is a double portion. And it is praying with love and power, as well as we're going to look at the book entitled Prayers, because we're going to look at being in the presence with God, with Jehovah. But, of course, first of all, I'm going to actually read Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9, and this is actually from the Watchtower booklet. Now, let me tell you this, okay? The point that I want to make, because this is not from the Bible, this is actually from Jehovah Watchtower. The point I want to make is that we all serve the same human being. We just call the same being, who is our Father, different names. And so when we all make it, amen, when it's all time, when we say goodbye to earth and we go up to heaven, no matter what name that we have given our Father, right, every knee is going to have to bow, and every tongue is going to have to confess, right? And that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim. And so it's very important that we learn how to understand that we all serve one Father. We have one Father, and we have one God. There is one Jehovah, whoever you call this being, this master. Amen? And it's just like, and I want to make this clear as God is showing me, because this is going to be very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like when individuals sing the song, Peace Be Still, they say, Master, the tempest is raging. Who are we talking about? Well, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're talking about Jehovah. Amen. We're talking about the same person. We just said, Master. Just like a nickname. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and we're reading actually from the Watchtower. It says, Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal, I love these words, his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully, wow, made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever. I have read to you Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord, God Jehovah, make us all over. Today and forever we shall exalt his name. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As you can tell, I'm very excited because God is going to do it. He's going to bring some great news. But in the meantime, This is our opportunity to pray with love and power. Then we're going to have a special segment on entering into the presence for prayer. Whose presence? God's presence, Jehovah's presence, the Lord's presence, the Master's presence, El Shaddai, Elohim's presence. That's what we're talking about. And so we're going to pray, and then we're going to talk a little bit about getting into the presence of God and Jehovah and just making our request known unto God. And then we're going to hear a song by Mr. Luther Barnes, Spirit Fall Down, because we're expecting God. Amen. God still is having the revelation of 40 days, 40 nights. Our God, our Jehovah, the Lord, the Master. 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. And so we're expecting some great things from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from Jehovah, from the Master. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get into our position of prayer, and we are going to pray unto God for his coming. We're going to pray unto God for his love, and we're going to thank God in advance, because there's a spirit that says he didn't, meaning God didn't have to do it, but he did. And we're also praying. The other night I told you about the coming of God, and I told you about some of our disobedience, and I told you about the Lord. There's nothing we can do to stop the Lord's work. And we talked about that in church today. But God can always change his mind. Why? Because that's his prerogative, and that's his power to do so. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are praying unto God. We want to make sure that we're going to God. And while we have the opportunity, while the blood is running warm in our veins, we have an opportunity to magnify who God is. We have an opportunity to pray who Jehovah, to pray unto Jehovah, to pray unto God. We have an opportunity to do so. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand this. It's very important that no matter what, no matter who you call the Master, who you call God, who you call Jehovah, we all serve one Father. When you read the scripture or you read the psalm, there are different words, but it's the same thing. We're speaking to the same being. It's very important. So that's why I don't have a problem with reading the Watchtower, and I don't have a problem with reading the Bible, right? Because when we all make it to heaven, we're going to all have to assemble ourselves together anyways. Amen. So we might as well get ready here on earth. But I want you to get into your prayer position. I'm going to dim the lights. I always dim the lights because I need to be able to focus just on God. We're in the presence of God. This is serious. This is nothing to play with, because we're praying for healing for individuals. We're praying for bereaved families. We're praying for understanding and wisdom. We're praying for the next move of God. We're praying for divine revelations. We're praying over the anointing that the Lord has given, Jehovah has given over our lives. We're praying for the dangers seen and unseen. We're praying for many things. And so in doing so, we have to be sincere about it. And so because we're so sincere about it, right, there's an expectancy that the Lord is going to hear our despairing cry. He's going to hear our prayers. Amen? Amen. So we're going to get ready, as I get the music ready, to listen to Brother Deppy Keys' I Love You, Lord. This is the actually the instrumental, so you can get into your prayer positions as the music is going to play in just a second. And we're going to really pray unto God. And if we go over the 6 minutes, then so be it. But we're praying to God. Amen. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come on tonight thanking you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. It seems that we always begin our prayer with, thank you, Lord, and that never gets old. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up, because you didn't have to do it, but you did it. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask for your divine recoveries. We ask for your divine healing. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your grace and mercy that we don't even deserve. We thank you for the praise reports of healing, the praise reports of different tests. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us to be beacons and help us to be more like you. We ask that at this moment, if there's anyone on this line that our hearts are not right, our minds are not right, and our minds are just somewhere else, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bring us back unto you, Lord? If there's someone who has gone astray and who has lost his or her way, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bring them back, Heavenly Father, where they may experience your glory and power. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in bereavement, those who have lost someone, Lord, or lost something that was precious unto them. We ask that you dispatch your angels right now and fill their void. Lord, we bless our babies all over this land and country. And we ask that you keep them in perfect peace as I explore the news and look at what's going on within the world. We see that some of our youth are in need of safety. Some of our youth are in need of discipline. Some of our youth are in need of many things, nurturing and help. And we ask, will we continue to reach out our arms? Because it takes a village to raise kids. Then, Lord, as we move higher and higher into you, we thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the storms of life. And we thank you for blessing us to become stronger as we experience our storms, Lord. Now, as we anticipate and wait on the next move of God, we ask that you prepare us in a way that is sufficient for you, Lord, because we seek to please you, and you are the only being, our God, Jehovah El Shaddai Elohim, who we seek to please. We ask, would you bless our hands, everything we touch, to prosper and succeed? Would you bless our eyes to see your glory and our ears to continue to hear your revelation, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you have mercy on those, Heavenly Father, whom you have prescribed your wrath, Lord? We say, have mercy, for they do not know what they do. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, 40 days, 40 nights, would you bless it to get better, whatever it is, Heavenly Father, that has caused your wrath to be dispensed. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person at the sound of my voice, Lord, and help us, Heavenly Father, to understand how to treat individuals, how to do what is right, and how to always focus and look at ourselves before we point fingers, Lord. Lord, we apologize in advance for anyone who has not put you first. We apologize in advance for anyone who has not put you in their lives. And we ask that you have mercy on them because maybe they didn't know. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platforms that you have set before us. We thank you for the doors that we're getting ready to go through, Lord, and we thank you for the new connections, and we thank you for the new possibilities. We say thank you to everything that you've done, Lord. We've been walking with you for a long time, Lord, and we say thank you because as we look back over our lives, you've kept us dangerous, seen and unseen, and you've given us favor, grace, and mercy that we didn't even deserve, but because you are God, you have given us your grace. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to be fountains rather than drains? Will we continue to press forward and give it all we have each and every day, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to remember you and continue to edify who you are? Lord, we ask with this lesson that is being taught on tonight, help someone in a major, major way, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that the events that are coming up, Lord, and the great measures that are coming up, Heavenly Father, we ask that we always put you first, and that everything that we do, Lord, we do it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new connections and all the new individuals who have joined the ministry. We ask that you bless our interviewee on tomorrow, Mr. Ben Troop. Would you bless his career? Would you bless his family? And any other guests who would come on the ministry, Lord, we say thank you and we bless you, Heavenly Father. We lift up our hands unto you, Lord, and we surrender unto you and we say, use me in a mighty way, Lord. If you want me to speak, Lord, I'll speak. Lord, whatever it is, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Lord, you know our secret prayers, those prayers that individuals say, just pray for me. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless? In the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that you are mighty. We know that you are powerful. And there is none like you, Lord. Now, Lord, we give ourselves unto you. And we ask that you use us in a mighty way. Set our feet where you would have our feet to go. And help us, Heavenly Father, to be better each and every day. Better for you, better for the kingdom is our prayer. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be on this ministry amongst individuals all over the world. And we ask that we continue to utilize this ministry to empower and uplift others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The last portion was Brother Marvin Sapp, none like you. Amen. Amen. You're still listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we are going to prepare to look at a prayer in the book Prayers. Look at a prayer about being in the presence with God, being in the presence with Jehovah. And when we look at this particular topic, I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And the reason why I always ask that you get out a sheet of paper is because you may have to reference this later. Because in life, you want to make sure that when you go through a process of learning, that you store it in your long-term memory or you store it in your short-term memory, but that you can retrieve it when you need it. And so when we look at being in the presence of God, we're actually in the book entitled Prayers, and it's on page 48, and it's called Entering into His Presence for Prayer. Whose presence? God's presence, Jehovah's presence, Allah's presence, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh. That's what we're talking about, entering into His presence for prayer. Entering into His presence for prayer as you get ready to write, and I'm going to give you some key points. Entering into Jehovah's presence, entering into God's presence, entering into the Master's presence, entering into El Shaddai's presence, entering into the Heavenly Father's presence, entering into Rabbi's presence, entering into the Shepherd's presence. Amen. Amen. So you understand. So you fill in the blank. Amen, because I'm going to use these words interchangeably throughout the ministry, because I have a lot, many religions on the line. And so I want everybody to know that we're talking about the same thing. Amen, just different names. Amen. So entering into His presence for prayer. Entering into His presence for prayer. Let's talk about the word enter. I want you to write the word enter. Okay. Enter into His presence for prayer. Enter means to go in. So right under enter, I want you to put go in. Then His presence, who are we talking about? We're talking about Jehovah. We're talking about the Lord. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about God. We're talking about Yahweh. We're talking about El Shaddai. We're talking about Elohim. Those are that's the master that we're talking about, prayer. All right? So we have enter, right? Go in. to enter into what? His presence for prayer. Enter into Jehovah's house, Jehovah's kingdom for prayer. Enter into the Lord's house for prayer. Enter into Jesus' house for prayer. Enter into God's house for prayer. Okay? Now, when we talk about entering, we already know that there's an entrance and there's an exit. Okay? When we talk about entering into his presence for prayer, we're speaking about going before God in prayer. But God says there is a criteria before we go in the presence of God. What is that? We do this every Monday, right? It's called a heart transplant. Let's talk about the heart for a second. I told you that any time your heart is beating, any time there is a sound or palpation from your heart, I told you that you had the opportunity, you had the chance to do something wonderful, either to make history or be great. Every day it's either you're making history or you're being great. It's one of the two or it's both. So, and we have to think positive because God says, I have plans for you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what happened, God says, I still have my hand on you. I still have plans for you. And so that's why every Monday we have this heart transplant. But God says there are some things before we get to this interest of being with Jehovah, being with the Lord, or going before the Lord, praying all these things, God says that our hearts must be right. This sounds very familiar way before we even get in the text. This sounds very familiar. It doesn't matter, and God is showing me. He says it doesn't matter if you serve Jehovah, God, El Shaddai, Elohim. He says your heart must be right before you go into the presence of your Father, whoever you call your Father. Your heart must be right. What does that mean? What does that look like? What does that sound like? Well, what that means is that we must be on one accord. Oh, no, one accord. What does that mean? That means you must be at peace, not with your only with yourself, but with your neighbor. Who is my neighbor? Anybody that I encounter on a daily basis. I must be at peace. Right? You must be at peace. You must be at one with your neighbor. Why is there so much strife? Why can't you enter into the presence of Jehovah? Why can't you enter into the presence of the Lord and get a prayer through? Why not? Because of the heart. You're not at peace. Your heart is warring, and any time that you're engaged in a war, if you think about a war or you think about the Civil War, those men out there who were fighting, they wasn't thinking about praying. They were thinking about the enemy. And that's what God is telling us today. That's what Jehovah's saying today. You too worried about everything else. But you must have peace within yourself in order to enter into prayer and supplication with Jehovah and God and get a prayer through. You must be connected. Then we talk about the heart again. What else? It doesn't matter if you, the Master, Jehovah, God, the Lord, God said you still have to love. Love ye one another. What does that look like? That looks like helping each other. That looks like building one another up, encouraging one another. That's what love looks like, right? Building individuals up. Our actions speak louder than words. Helping individuals along the way, right? And then finally, you must be connected to God. That means you must have a relationship with God. And God is showing me, he says, anytime that there is an organization, he said, and you're a member, he said, there are benefits from being a member. Right? Than just being someone who walks up and say, hey, I want to attend this event. Well, in the spiritual realm, God says we're all, Jehovah says we're all his children. But he says he's not going to allow us to just come in to him or come to him any kind of way. We must have peace. We must have love. And we must have a relationship with Jehovah, with the Lord, with God. We must have a relationship. It's very important. Right? He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. hates. How can you do that and your heart is not right? You mad at somebody. How can you do that and you hate somebody? How can you do that and you don't even have a relationship with God? How are you going to be able to praise God on a daily basis in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it sounds like, if you are too busy fighting a war within yourself? If you are too busy holding a grudge against somebody for something that happened 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, how are you going to enter? God says your ticket to enter is peace, love, and having a relationship with God. He said that's part of the commandments. But we're too busy, right? He says we can't enter in, right? Because God says I'm not going to have rowdy Christians coming in to a sacred place, right? We must be at peace within ourselves and within this world. You can't fight a war and be at peace at the same time. Either you're going to be at peace or you're going to be at war. Which one is it? You have to decide that. Are you going to be, constantly, every day, is your heart going to be bitter and you're going to be fighting a war within yourself? Right? Or are you going to say, hey, I seek peace? And you know that if there's a war going on within yourself and you're not at peace, you know that it starts messing with our health and things of that nature. God says love. Love is, God is love. How in the world can we say that we love Jehovah, that we love God, whom we have not seen with our own eyes, but we hate our neighbor? How is that possible? Then we talk about relationship. We talk about that connect, being connected. When you enter into the presence of someone, a presence of Jehovah, the presence of God, there is a connection. There is a connection, right? You're praying to God. You believe in God. You trust in God. So we're looking at this text, which is very brief. It says, entering into his presence for prayer. Right? So we already know that no matter who we call the master, our hearts must be right. And this book simply says, Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, in this sentence, I want to read it again. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in this book, we're talking about Heavenly Father. You still, it doesn't matter if you say Heavenly Father, Master, you still have to have a good heart. I come, that's personal, to you. I come to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't come to you in the name of love. I don't come to you in the name of what my name is. I come to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I come to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jehovah. I come to you in the name of Allah. I come to you in the name of El Shaddai. But we come in the name of our Father. God says the reason why you come in the name of your Father, he says, is because you belong to me. You are my child. God says, think about it as if he is our father and we are his children, right? You come to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That means that because you belong to God, God says there's already favor, grace, and mercy. He says you can already enter because you come in the name of Jehovah, in the name of Jesus Christ, which those names represent peace, love, and relationship. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. God says when we pray, do you pray on your knees? Do you pray with your face to the ground? How do you pray? Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. Some people worship a lot of things besides God, besides Jehovah. And we need to worship our Heavenly Father. How do we do that? We worship God in spirit and in truth. I bow. That means we're humbly submitting ourselves unto God. When we bow down and remain humble unto God and worship God, God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So the first step to entering into the presence, I want you to stay with me, is you must have the right heart. So just put heart. The second thing is you have to know who's or who you belong to. Well, if you say, Lord, I come to you in the name of Jehovah, then we're talking about Jehovah. If you say, I come in the name of the Lord, then we're talking about the Lord. So you must understand, you must have some type of connection. Who is your connection? Is it Jehovah? Is it God? Who is it? So write it down. Okay? I bow and worship before you. God said that means come humbly. Don't come and say, Lord, you owe me something because I've been to church all this year and I haven't missed a day. God doesn't owe us anything. I always go to God. I always go to Jehovah in an humble manner. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So number four is praise. And then the next sentence says, I come to you in humility and fear and in trembling and seeking truth. Now, God is speaking on this one. It says, I come to you in humility and fear and in trembling and seeking truth. When we go to God, we hold God in high esteem. God said put high esteem because we're going to keep it positive because God says that none of his children are afraid to come unto him because he is love. He says, but there is a certain esteem. We hold God in a high esteem because we worship him, right? And we seek truth. We know that God is the truth. We know that God is the way. Jehovah is the way and the light. And no man comes unto the Father but by talking about seeking the truth. So we hold Allah, we hold Jehovah, we hold God, we hold the Lord in high esteem. I come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. There is a way to come, and God says you come covered. When we talk about it, we talked about putting on the whole armor, and that's going to be on next week, the whole armor of God. And when you put on the whole armor of God, that means you have the word of God in your heart. You don't have to go around saying, I have quoting scriptures and things of that nature, but you must understand and recognize that we must have the word of God. We must be covered by God because this is a very evil world. It says, if two or more are praying, Heavenly Father, Jehovah, we come to you in one accord in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18 and 19. Now, God says where two or more are gathered, there I am, right? But we have to be on once again. God says you have to be at peace with yourself, honey. You have to be on one accord, right? You have to be on one accord. And so we're going to go over those particular seven. God calls it complete. He says it's seven. That means it's complete, right? He says those particular seven things are how we as believers, we as Christians are supposed to enter or come before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, period. That's how we're supposed to come, okay? So, give me just a second. Matthew 18 and 19 says, and this is in the Bible, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. What are you praying for? I'm asking the question, what are you praying for? Are you praying for a divine connection? Are you praying for a bridge over troubled waters? Are you praying for the next move of God? Are you praying for the coming of God? You need to share that. You need to have prayer partners, prayer buddies. Set up prayer lines. God says, where two or three are gathered. Now, don't get me wrong. You can pray as well. Amen. You can pray independently. But God says, where two or three are gathered in my name, not in the name of anybody else. God says, in Jehovah says, in my name, where two or three are gathered. Amen. I want you to think about that. Where two or three are gathered. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also. Think about that. And when you pray, you can also pray independently as well. Okay? So I want you to think about that. I'll give you like 2 or 3 seconds, well, about 30 seconds to think about what we've talked about. All right, so the seven components, entering into the presence, entering into his presence for prayer, presence with God, presence with Jehovah, presence with Allah. We must have the right heart. We must be at peace. God says that many times when we are in the storms of life, and we've all been there, we all can testify that we've all been in a storm before. we begin to always be in battle. We never have time to be at peace and pray unto God because we're too busy worried about trying to put out the enemy. We're too busy worried about trying to protect ourselves. We're too busy worried about this and that, when the matter of fact is that God is with us always. And the matter of fact is that we should be at peace rather than war. We should be at peace and focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, focused on Jehovah. Amen. Number two, when we come unto God, we must come in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of Allah, in the name of El Shaddai, Yahweh, Elohim. We must not come just on our own. We must come and we must seek the Lord's face. We must come seeking Jehovah's face. Say, I come in the name of. When we pray and we pray earnestly and we pray for something, we say, in the name of Jesus, because that name is above every name. That name will never be void. That name will always be of good use. We can always put things in Jesus' name, in Jehovah's name, in the Lord's name. Then God says, be humble about it. He says, yes, I'm getting ready to bless you. I'm getting ready to elevate you. But be humble about everything that I do. He says, even when you pray, right? Get on your knees and pray. Get on your face and pray unto God. Cry unto God. And we'll talk about cry. We're, some people literally cry, but we're also talking about make your request known unto God. Amen? Stay humble. Help as many people as you can. If you make it over the bridge, help other people over the bridge. If you get out of the foxhole, help other people come out of the foxhole. God says, remain humble. Then he says, praise. When do we praise? We praise in advance. We praise in season, and we praise out of season. When we enter into Jehovah's kingdom, when we enter into the Lord's house, we do those things. We are supposed to praise. God says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Then how is it that when we go in there, how are we supposed to reverence God? How are we supposed to love God? Well, we're supposed to have high esteem for God. We're supposed to bow down and worship unto God. Many people, as I said before, worship things, everything except God. We worship clothes. We worship cars. We worship careers. We worship all these things, and we don't worship God. We don't worship Jehovah. We are supposed to hold our Father in the highest esteem. And then it says, be covered. What does that mean? God is showing me attire as well, but he says, when we talk about being covered, he says, covered with the word of God, putting on the full armor of God. Putting on the full armor, being covered by Allah, being covered by Jehovah, being covered by Jesus. We must be covered with the word of God, with the word of Jehovah. Then he says, finally, be at peace. Be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with your neighbor. If you wake up every morning and you're at war, something is wrong. And you always know that during wartime, right, either you make it out or you don't. Somebody wins and somebody loses. But when you're at peace, God says that represents eternal life, right? And so we must have these seven components, our heart, come in the name of Jehovah the Lord. Be humble. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hold Jehovah. Hold God in high esteem. We must be covered by the word of God, our actions and everything else. And then finally, we must be at peace. There's no need for warring. There's no need for you waking up in the morning, every morning you at war. Either you at war against time, you at war against another person, you at war against trying to make it to work, you at war, I mean, you're just at war. There's never a peace time for you. And because you're at war, your life is miserable. And God's not going to allow you to enter into his house any kind of way. You must enter in spirit and truth, and your heart must be right. Otherwise, you're praying in vain. And so you must be at peace. This is peace time. God said this is a time of peace because God is going to do it. God is going to bless. He's going to elevate. He's going to bring you out. Right? And he's going to elevate you. He's going to raise you up. He says, but we're at a time of peace. And a lot of you, every morning when you get up, it's a war going on. Somebody's made you mad. The kids are talking too much, so you say. you're not happy, and the list goes on and on. Find your inner peace. We must be at peace. This is not a time for anybody to be at war. God tells us to put on the full armor every single day, because this earth by itself is a war. And if you focus on the earth and go against the earth every single day, there is no way in the world that you could be working towards entering into the hall of Jehovah, or entering into the house of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no way, because you're too busy being at war. It's always a war. And guess what? During wartime, you become tired. You become fatigued during wartime. And you're always on the field. You never have time for yourself. So you can't, your heart can't get right. It can't get better, because you're always at war. You don't know how to love, because you're too busy learning how to hate, because you're at war. You don't know how to remain humble. You don't know what that is. Why? Because you're too busy trying to beat the enemy. Just stay humble, right? And stay covered in the word of God. Entering into his presence for prayer. Once again, the heart must be right. You must come in the name of Jehovah the Lord. Remain humble. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hold our God. Hold Jehovah in high esteem. Be covered. And most of all, be at peace. That's all God wants us to do. Those are the seven main points on page 48. And next week, guys, we're going to go into putting on the whole armor of God. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we be at peace. We be at peace with ourselves. If we continue to war within ourselves, you're not going to have time to enter into the Lord's presence. And that's how we miss the mark of the highest calling. It's because we're too busy on the battlefield. Get off the battlefield and come home and stop wanting to always be at war when you wake up. It's not wartime. It's peacetime. Okay? All right. So that was entering into his presence for prayer. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. This particular song is entitled Spirit Fall Down by Mr. Luther Bornes. And the words are also on my Facebook page, so you can sing along.
Open wide with lifted hands and with open hearts, we welcome you to our own. Oh,
focus on me. Amen, amen, amen. And my spirit says we need to hear that one more time. Amen. Somebody's spirit requesting that one more time. And we're going to listen to it one more time. And then we're going to conclude with this ministry. And I have some announcements. And I'm going to bid you a great morning. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is Mr. Luther Barnes.
Until you come, Come on, choir.
Amen, amen. Spirit, fall down. Amen. All right. So this concludes the iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. But we have a few announcements. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook, our Free to Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line. Pray for them specifically. Call their name. Don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Also, go to ourfreetoloveshow.com and check out the website. Go to stellargospelmusic.com and check out the website. Be sure to come back on tomorrow as we have Mr. Ben Troop, who is a former NFL player. We're going to ask him some questions about his career and what he has going on right now. And so we really thank him for taking out the time on tomorrow, well, on today, later on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. So be sure to come back tomorrow, God's will, for Mr. Ben Troop. Also, continue to pray, continue to believe in God, continue to be a fountain rather than a drain, continue to pray for the bereaved, continue to just do your best and either make history or be great. And so I really thank each and every one of you for listening to the iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is about, you tell them that love that you have because God is love. Till next time, which is in a few hours, take care of yourself and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.